Well, hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, thanks so much for tuning in today. I know you're going to enjoy another great lineup of Canadian music I've got headed your way. Let's hear what Dana Reed, Dumpster Dave, and Josh O'Dare have to say. Down the 401, we've got something new from Dark Ride, and there's also a new Abigail Appel single that you need to hear. We'll spin some recently dropped music from Lenny Rayan and Olivia Panova, plus you'll hear a brand new single from Seaplane. Starting the show, if you could have any support animal that you wanted, what would it be? Well, I've got a story later on about one that you probably wouldn't consider. But right now, let's check out two new songs that deal with finding the right words. One's from Nicholas Campbell and the other from Kalen Rivers. So be sure to stick around for all that and more right here on Coasting, where we break into song if we can't find our key.
Because I don't care about the he said, she said. the news. Another house engulfed in flames sure reminds me of you. The rooms that we once called our home, I sit and reminisce. The hopeless ways you made me feel, I'll never crave your kiss. Because I don't care about the he said, she said, 'cause it just ain't true. The fact of the matter is you treat me badly, and I'm leaving you. You can beg and plead and call my name, I won't even bat an eye. I don't care about the he said, she said, I'm telling you goodbye. I'm telling you goodbye.
Well, thanks so much for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Thank you to Ten Fay for letting us use Coasting as our theme song, and you'll find that on their album Hit the Light. Well, that was Nicholas Campbell's He Said, She Said, and it's lifted from the Peterborough Rocker's new record People Like to Talk. His new record chronicles the golden years of rockabilly, crooner country, all with a dash of reefer blues. He's backed by his band, the 2 Meter Cheaters, approaching classic sounds with the urgency of someone discovering them for the first time. And before that, If I Had the Words leans into a very tender, introspective mood about struggling to articulate feelings that are deep, complicated, or overwhelming. Kaylin Rivers blends vulnerability with a quiet longing, almost like someone trying to speak from the heart, but getting caught between emotion and silence. Eamon Daly's Bandcamp description says, his new record serves as a metaphor for the emotional debris we carry around, even in places that we're expected to be cheerful.
You know you share your eyes with the sky I used to know. Pale blue with a gold ring, it's unsettlingly close. So I'll avert your gaze tonight, it's too uncomfortable. I said thanks for letting me know, I suppose. And the cue spills out the door, though it's only turned half four. Glad I had the head to call ahead. You said the shit I need to tell you, and it's tricky to digest. I'd suggest we don't fill up on bread, 'cause I've become awfully old for all this carry on, but still too dumb to cut it loose. And these people on my back push my buttons for the crack. I think they've got the codes to the control. Your family tree. And though my restaurant choice was shitty, we lack options for a city. Amidst the silly string in your hair, you still look pretty. And we are here to celebrate the death of someone I once knew. Though the grayscale now, my God, they added color to my youth. It's a pity, still a deep sigh of confetti's kind of fitting. The rattle in your laugh, it reminds me of a friend. Or if we're being accurate, an acquaintance now at best. And nothing really happened, man, it's just the way it goes. Kept alive and cold to chrome. Memories that aren't my own. to the left of me as you tell me about the bad branch in your family tree. And though my venue choice was shitty, still this town's hardly a city. I'd take you anywhere, you'd make it pretty. Oh, I'd take you anywhere, I'd take you anywhere. And we are here. Kind of
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
So Hazel is the lead single from Abigail Appel's 2026 album Shadow Child. Toronto artist describes it as part lullaby and part elegy, a love letter to an unborn, future, or possibly never-to-exist child. She says the emotional core of the song sits in the tension of tenderness mixed with grief, or hope entwined with uncertainty. And prior to that, we heard Confetti from Eamon Daly, an old folk artist from the north of Ireland, now based in Vancouver. He says his debut album, The Whole Thing, is teeming with a fragility and optimism that accompanies the realization that nobody really knows what they're doing. While Flott's work leans into orchestral pop with strong emphasis on the fragility and contradictions of hyper-modern life, let's check out Fuir on Coasting.
Je lance à la mer les cailloux qui me retiennent sur terre. Vide mes poches pour que se réalignent mes strophes. Puis dénoue mon art, qu'elle apprenne la langue morte dont je rêve toutes les nuits. Y'a plus rien qui me ressemble ici. Tous les mots qui se sont noyés au large du néant, je vois clair depuis trop longtemps. Et si fait. Je veux enduire de miel toutes les voyelles en déchets et arpenter les lignes qu'elles connaissent des hommes réprimés, réaborder le monde sur des mélodies plus fécondes et tenter de comprendre comment faire pour tout désapprendre. Pour mon ventre relâché pour mener tous les mots.
Coasting, your source for great music.
I had some days I couldn't see the light, carrying away too much pain.
just wanted to give up. All I wanted was to get out of town, forget everything in my head. So I'm going true and true. Give me one more chance. Just take me back to a new place, a place where I can find myself again. My mother told days, son, this will make you a stronger man. Oh Lord, how many times I've cried, asking you to show me a goddamn sign. Sitting at home all alone, the silence can break the man will to survive. So give me one more chance, just take me back to a new place, a place where I can find myself again.
Montreal-based Nicolas Bellerose draws on his background as a globe-trotting diplomat, which shapes his reflective, worldly songwriting. His new single, I'm Going Through, blends folk clarity with pop leaning for a quiet, intense approach. And before that, Flawed is a Montreal-based project showing her love of language and her sensitive perception of the world through dreamlike poetic places. Her debut single, Fuir, translated as Flee, hovers between reflections, observations, and contemplations. Well, it's time for a quick break, but stay with us when we're back to talk about some undercover trash. Until then, here's McDade's with her signature blend of Celtic roots, jazz-inflected improvisation, and rhythmic play. Let's spin the reimagined version of the traditional ballad, Proud Masonry Gardener's Child.
Love shall be.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Let's have a kiki.
Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is absolutely frivolous. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, please be aware I try to edit out swear words. I try to maybe eliminate some things that would be offensive to the majority of people. But there are things that sneak through. I laugh when I'm editing. This is one of the best parts of doing a comedy radio show, in that you get to hear all kinds of comedy before you even put it on the air, and you get to hear it in its purest form. But that being said, I know I just choked a little bit there, but you know, comedy is very different for each individual. So you might not find it funny, or I might have missed a word that you consider to be offensive. Not our intent here at CFRC. We apologize if anything in the next half hour, or honestly, at any time on the air, offends you. We're not here to do that. We really want to entertain and educate and enlighten, whatever we can do to make your day that much better. So I hope you understand, and I hope you continue to listen to my show, Absolutely Frivolous, as well as the rest of CFRC. And if you're curious about other shows, cfrc.ca has a ton of good information about each show on our website. Like I said, cfrc.ca. It also has archived shows, audio of them. So I think for the last 3 months or something. So definitely go and take a look at the different shows on our schedule. Listen to them ahead of time if you like, or if you've missed one that's a favorite of yours, go back and listen to it again. It's pretty cool that we have that option for all of our listeners. We're kind of lucky with technology that way. CFRC in general is such a wonderful place. And the best thing, one of the best things about it is that it supports our community here in Kingston and the surrounding areas, which totally makes me happy. And I'm sure it makes a lot of people happy, too. So one of our events and news calendar, community weekly setup that is listed is very good. I'm just going to read you some of the things that are coming up this weekend in Kingston and the surrounding areas. Friday, March 13th, there's going to be George Orwell's Animal Farm as a play by the Dan School over at Queen's Theological Hall. It's at 7:30. I loved the book way back when I was a big George Orwell fan and read a lot of his stuff. So I'm curious to see what this would be like as theater, because I didn't even know somebody had turned it into a play. So definitely go check that out if you have time. Saturday, there's Maple Madness at Little Cataraqui Conservation Area from 9 to 4 p.m. Hands in Her Pockets at Kingston Grand Theater at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Yuck Yuck's Comedy Saturday Night at Daft Brewing, 8:30 p.m. p.m. Bobby Knopf, I believe is how you pronounce it, Luke Bond, and Tavis Maplesden. If that is not a Canadian name, I don't know what is. I would love to go. I unfortunately am going to miss this. I'm so happy that Daft is doing Yuck Yucks type stand-up comedy again, because I personally really miss the comedy clubs that have been here in Kingston over the years. Every time, I'm so sad that the last one had to close. So I'm glad people are still doing it. I mean, we do have different things. The Broom Factory puts on comedians. I just saw K. Trevor Wilson last weekend. Holy, he was the funniest. I've followed his career since he was like in his 20s. He's now 44. And he used to do this, anyway, sketch comedy troupe that I love so much. And he was so on point this weekend. Like, his timing, he's this big, burly, redheaded, bearded guy, and he's slow and thoughtful, and his comedy is the same, and his timing is perfect. So, K. Trevor Wilson, he was one of the characters on Letterkenny, and he's just a great guy and super, super funny. He's really honed his craft. So, if you ever get a chance to see him live, do so. It's really worth it. So I'll play you some comedy. I do have only one comedian, Todd M. Miles. His name is Todd M. Ness. And he's going to talk about so many things, pools at hotels, different things. He's super funny. I hope you enjoy. Please tune in next week. Of course, I'm here every Thursday at 10:30. And thank you for listening. I don't thank you guys enough. Here he is, Todd M. Ness on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys very much for coming. Let's give a big round of applause for Dale, everyone who was on the show, everyone who made it to their intro, everyone on the show. There we go. Man. I travel all over Canada, so I see every city, I see what they got, you know, I'm in hotels all the time, and the girl last weekend was really concerned. She's like, sir, I'm sorry to tell you this, sort of a bad week to stay with us, just so you're aware, the slide to the pool is under construction. I'm like, yeah, is my room all right, or? She's like, sir, your room is completely fine. I'm just saying the slide will not be available during your stay. I'm like, is this to catch a predator? I don't understand why you're even telling me this. I am a grown man with no children, and you're filling me in on the slide situation? I'll say this right now. If you ever see a grown man with no family, after hours just going down a slide, you call the police. Immediately. Guy's living some life we don't approve of, you know? She's like, the slide is closed, but I got good news because the hot tub is still open. And I'm like, oh, what a dream come true. The public hot tub. Let's go meet the people. You ever sober up while you're in a public hot tub? And just look at the other people? Your brain is like, we wouldn't even want to be on a bus with these humans. And here we are having a bath. What a dream come true. Just rubbing toes with random people. Disgusting, right? There's 4 inches of foam floating around too. No one even talks about that. What is it? Get it off that kid's face. We don't even know what it is. And he's putting it on his face. He's like, Mom, look at this. I have a beard. It's so itchy, but I have a beard. I'm Santa Claus. I am hepatitis.
to Santa, so.
It's not the best Santa. Ladies, I'm sorry you have to find out about this. I didn't know you were going to be here tonight. I'm sorry. Sometimes you see a body hair. Every time I see a hair in a urinal, I always pause to myself and have to think, who is this guy? I don't know a lot about him. I know he's shaking too hard. I know that. Like, no one wants a drip, but if debris is coming off, man, dial it back a notch, you know? I just want to tell him that, but I can never catch him. He's always one bathroom ahead of me. Just Johnny Appleseeding Denny's all over the country. So I'm not going in the hot tub. That's all I'm saying, right? It's funny because hotels want you to use the hot tub and the pool, but they don't want you using towels, do they? They're pretty sensitive about the towels. They always got some passive-aggressive message about the environment linked to the towels, right? Sometimes you don't even know if it makes sense. They're like, help us save the Amazon by hanging up your towel. You're like, what are these, made of wood? What are you talking about? All right. Every time you use a towel, we have to kick 7 beavers right in the head. That is a lot of beavers. But you know what they are saying, which I actually agree with, is they're saying there's a lot of towels here. Treat them with a little respect. Because you think about the things that you do to a hotel towel. If that was a person, you would be in jail. It's unbelievable. You don't even hang them up, do you? A home towel you use, you find a hook. You put it away, a hotel towel. If it even touches your skin, you just chuck it in the corner. Done. That's done. That will never touch me again. I'm gonna kick it away from me. Gross. You start power tripping on towels, right? You're like, oh, what is that, one drop of water on the counter? Better use a big one to clean that. Yeah, I could've used a small one, but they creep me out. I like the big ones. I'm very good with my towels now because I live with my girlfriend, and that is one of our rules. I found out we have a lot of rules. I found out girls have different kinds of showers. I didn't even know that was an option. Men only have one kind of shower. It's called a shower. Right? We have a short one and a long one. That's all. Under a minute, over a minute. That's all we have. Even our public showers are completely different. I had no idea, right? Like, the men's public shower is just an open pit. There's 9 shower heads, one of them works. And I thought women had the exact same setup as we do. And then I started watching a lot of internet videos. And apparently women have a completely different setup. You actually have like a cubby that you go into, right? And there's a curtain. And you close the curtain and you go, this one is taken. Thank you, right? We don't have a cubby with a curtain in the men's bathroom. And if we did, if we had a cubby with a curtain and some guy left the pit to go shower in there, none of us would trust that guy. We'd all be huddled outside the stall like, what the hell is he doing in there? Hey man, quit being a weirdo. Get out here and show me your d*** right now. One of us, one of us. But we don't need privacy, right? Because you can't body shame a guy. That's the whole thing. Even if your worst enemy was in the shower, what are you gonna say that's gonna hurt his feelings? Hey, you're like, oh crap, Steve's here. Yo, Steve. You got an ugly dude. I guarantee Steve's not over here like, oh no. Now I have to quit hockey. Oh no. My uncle's dead. He would take one look and be like, yeah, pretty gross. Pretty gross. So is yours. They're all disgusting. They look like they've been run over by a bicycle, you know? To be fair, I actually don't even know why I work out anymore. I have no idea. I go to the gym, I do bench press. For what? It's complete, that's a useless motion, right? This? For what? Unless you want to fight. You want to fight? You better hope you're not right there. I'll shove you till you change your mind, dum-dum. It's so dumb. You get good at bench press and no one knows. How would you even reveal that in public, right? I gotta be in some crazy scenario where I'm at a house party and at some point a bookshelf falls on my chest. That's exactly 195 pounds. And everyone's there, they're like, oh my God, should we help him? And I'm like, no. I can do 6 of these. Everyone's like, wow, he's so cool. That is so cool. So we live together now, you know, and we talk a lot. She's like, I want to be more involved in your life. I want to do things with you that you like to do. You like to watch sports. Let's watch sports together, right? And I love that suggestion. That's amazing, right? Because, you know, guys, you know when you're sitting there watching hockey by yourself, you're like, oh, I wish there was more questions. Need someone to explain all this to, you know? We talk a lot. We talk at night when I have the least energy. And she always loves to ask, how was your day, right? And that's a tough question for a man. You ever think about how your day went as a man? You're like, I don't even know how I got home, to be honest. I think I ate a sandwich and felt nothing. I don't know. And we did that for a long time. And then finally, one night, she was like, have you ever noticed how I always ask how your day went? And I said, oh, yes. I've noticed. She's like, you ever noticed how you've never one time asked how my day went? And I was like, oh, I didn't know this was a two-player. And also, who waits 3 months to correct that? All right? I felt terrible. I had to explain to her. I was like, you're right. I've never asked. I feel horrible. I want you to know the only reason I've never asked how your day went is just because I don't care. Any man who's too afraid to laugh at that can leave the show right now. No, I love you more than anything. I care about you, but your day? You gonna blow my... What, did you have lunch on a pirate ship? I kept all those thoughts inside. It's important to talk, though. It's important to be open, you know? I think the rule is if you're going to have an important talk, you both need to be sober. Or you both need to be drunk. We've tried to have them on the way home from ladies' night after I pick her up, and that's a disaster. I'm like, how was your night? She's like, oh, it's very educational. I'm like, oh, I didn't want her to learn things tonight. Like, sometimes I see other couples and it just makes me feel like we just don't even know each other. I'm like, well, we've been together for 6 years, so I think I know you really well. And she's like, you don't know the real me. I'm like, what do you fight crime at night? What do you... We're just good at different things. She's very good at emotions and being open, and I'm very good at shopping. And so that's what I do for us, is I do the shopping for the house. Not because I like shopping, but because I'm good at it. Every time I do self-checkout, I set a new time record. And you should too. Self-checkout is about speed. We're trying to get out of the store. So if you screw up at self-checkout, just leave your stuff and go to a new store. Like an adult. Some of these people hang around for help. You're not embarrassed. There's a line behind you. You're like, help. Too hard, help. Send an adult, please. I screwed up. I need a code or something. They have a button now. It happens so much, they have a button. I said, no one will use that. I saw a grown man push the help button. A grown man, help. In front of his family. What are you doing? How could you ever respect your father if your first memory is him unable to buy a banana by himself? Like, this guy's a loser. This guy's in charge of our family? Mom, Dad's trying to type onion with a U. I don't know. Find a big bag of union. It's gonna be a while. I love self-checkout, though, because you're in control. You know what's going to happen the whole time. Sometimes you go to the regular till, and there's surprises right at the end, right? You're about to pay. You know your budget. And at the last second, they're like, how would you like to donate to our charity for today? And you're like, oh, crap. What is it? And you're hoping she's going to say it quietly, right? But she announces it to the whole store. Yes. It's for children born without backs. They want to play basketball, but they can't because you need a back to jump. So one loony would fix a back. One loony. A toonie does three backs. Would you like to? She looks you in the eyes. She's like, would you like to donate a toonie? For a backless child? And you have to look this person in the eyes and with a straight face go, no, thank you. I'm here to buy a tennis racket, not a spine. Let's keep moving. The only charities I really like to give to are animal charities because that's their only source of income. They can't get jobs right now. As far as I know, sometimes I get suspicious. Like, I went to the zoo here and they're like, oh, you gotta go check out the Western Canada exhibit. What? You pay $80 for a zoo ticket and you know what the Western Canada exhibit is? There's deer. 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 I'm like, I almost hit four of these in the parking lot. Are these the same ones? Do they just dodge cars for a bit, then come in, put in a shift, make deer money? What are they doing? I like at the zoo when animals get loose, because I think they should, right? Sometimes they go after people. Good. You're already serving a life sentence. Let's do a little crime out here, you know? It's never the animals we suspect either. That's what's strange to me, right? It's the animals we think we could trust. Did you guys know Shamu killed a person? Isn't that crazy? Shamu. All of our heroes from the 90s are terrible. Shamu, R. Kelly. We have... We got no one left, you know? I remember when Shamu killed one of the trainers. SeaWorld came out, they're like, don't you worry, we got the police investigating. And I'm like, what kind of poor rookie cop to put on a whale murder? This guy's out here dusting a fish tank for fingerprints. Like, I don't think it has hands. I think he used his mouth. It's full of knives. I think he used the knife mouth.
Hi, I'm David Miles. You're listening to CFRC in Kingston, Ontario.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Boehner's LeClaire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website.